Ladies and gentlemen, it's that time. Put those earbuds in, turn up the volume, because it's the time for another edition of Double Take Sports Talk with the Watch Brothers right now.
Week 16, done in the books. We hope everybody had a very, very, very Christmas. Yesterday. Yeah. Hope everybody had a Merry Christmas. I know Darrell and I did. Literally did nothing.
And yeah, that was fun, too.
Oh, yeah, not a thing.
Yeah, it was fun.
I think that was our first time not really doing any real work in a long time.
Yeah. Yeah,
we did
because we're always doing something.
Yep, Thanksgiving we did, and then all of last year, and probably for the last 6 or 7 years, we've always worked through the holidays. Always.
Yeah.
And this is the first time.
And this right here,
did not do anything the first time. So much we
3 days off. It was, yes, you know how good that feels, just to actually do nothing. We both got to spend more time with Aaliyah, and that was fantastic in itself.
Except she wore me out.
Who does she not wear out? I'm pretty sure she wears everybody out. So
the only reason why she wore me out is because she keep having me toss her in the air.
Yeah, that's one thing. That's one thing to do that. That's a lot of work. Plus, she's heavy, too. So, she's not getting any shorter. She's not getting any lighter. So,
otherwise, I would be fine. I would be fine if she didn't toss
no
me
doubt.
In the air all the time. Or have a toss no doubt. In the air all the time. I would be fine.
No doubt. Oh, yeah. But it was fun. It was fun just to have 3 days and enjoy it.
Yep.
And we're going to do this again this weekend. You best believe that.
Well, no doubt. We're going to do it again.
That was fun.
With that in mind, hopefully everybody has a Happy New Year's, because we will be recorded again after the New Year's. So this is our last episode of 2023. We're heading into 2024, so Happy New Year's to everybody as we go into the new year.
No doubt.
All right. Let me just share some news real quick. The Minnesota Vikings lose tight end T.J. Hockenson to a torn ACL and MCL, so he's done.
Ooh.
So,
boy, that Minnesota Viking curse. Adrian Peterson did it too.
Yeah. So I'm just like, okay, this bet not happen to me while I'm playing Madden 22. It bet not happen.
Yeah.
Jaguars Trevor Lawrence have a sprained right AC joint. And the Indianapolis Colts play safety. What is his name? And I forgot his name just that quick. I was like, okay, I had it in the back of my mind. I knew it, but then as soon as we started this, I forgot it. Julian.
No,
Julian Blackman on IR, his shoulder injury. And then some other ones throughout the week that I thought was quite entertaining, but we'll get to those in a second because I'm going to read those along the way as we go through these final scores. We're going to start off with the Thursday night game with the New Orleans Saints and the Los Angeles Rams. The Rams winning that game 30-22. It is so scary how accurate that score is.
Yeah.
It is so close. So close.
Yeah.
The Cincinnati Bengals and the Pittsburgh Steelers. Pittsburgh 34-11. Buffalo and the Chargers, Buffalo 24-22. Cleveland and Houston, Cleveland 36-22. Washington and the Jets, 30-28. Jets. Seattle and Tennessee, Seattle 20-17. Oh, and this was also accurate too. Indianapolis and Atlanta, Atlanta 29-10. Green Bay and Carolina, Green Bay 33-10. The Detroit Lions and the Minnesota Vikings 30-24, which means that the Detroit Lions has clinched the NFC North and is heading to the playoffs for the first time since. Oh, I'm sorry. They have won the NFC division for the first time since 1993. Jacksonville and Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay 30-12. Arizona and the Bears. This didn't even stand a chance in closeness. Chicago 27-16. Dallas and Miami. Miami 22-20. New England and Denver. New England 26-23. That was Sunday night, I believe. And then the Monday night games. Okay, let's start here. Las Vegas Raiders and the Kansas City Chiefs 20-14. Las Vegas. It was funny because this in particular notification I got during Christmas I thought was hilarious. And where did it go? I lost it. Oh, title, Chiefs giving gifts. Raiders scored 2 defensive touchdowns in 7 seconds, including this pick 6 off a mistake by Patrick Mahomes. And then not to mention another one after that game that titled Taylor's Boyfriend's Team. Raiders post Taylor Swift theme trolls following upset of Chiefs.
Help us all. Help us all.
And then the Giants and the Philadelphia 76ers. Philadelphia Eagles. Eagles 33-25. Now, it was interesting because Jalen Hurts turned it around, believe it or not.
Mm-hmm.
Because Jalen Hurts threw a pick six, and it was a 76-yard interception return for Adoree Jackson's first career touchdown.
Yep.
And in this game right here, I'm just going to say this. Baltimore and San Francisco. Baltimore 33-19. Brock Purdy. Mm-hmm. 4 picks. What's wrong with this pitcher? Number 1 seed. Both teams. Rematch of the Super Bowl. What's wrong with this pitcher?
It's tough to say. It's really tough to say. It looked like Brock Purdy got his real taste of defense Monday night. And this is where it landed. Him getting 4 picks and threw no touchdowns either.
Teammate forces fumble. Eagles, Amadi Zacchidis running to teammate Boston Scott on the second half. Kickoff forcing the fumble and Giants recovery. That is the Eagles and the Giants.
Yeah, I saw that one.
And then here's this other one. Baltimore, San Francisco. Bizarre safety. Lamar Jackson trips over the referee in the end zone and get flagged for intentional grounding.
Yep. And since he tripped up on that referee, that resulted in a safety.
Yeah. Sure did. Sure did.
Ridiculous.
Lamar Jackson had 2 touchdowns as well in that game while Brock Purdy threw 4 picks. Crazy. And then in the Madden game, let me just say this. When I say that the Arizona and the Chicago Bears game, that wasn't even close. But the Rams and the Saints, eerily close. The Arizona Cardinals and the Chicago Bears, Arizona won that game 41-10. I think I threw 3 touchdowns, 2 picks, or 4 touchdowns, 2 picks. I really believe it was 4 touchdowns, 2 picks. And then the Rams, in real life, just to make sure I got it right. Chicago, Arizona, 16-27. Me, 41-10 in Madden, 24 with the Cardinals versus the Bears. The Rams and the Saints. Real life, Rams won 30-22. In Madden, I played with the Rams in my first primary career and won that game 31-24.
Who don't know this?
No kidding. And I.
Who don't know this?
It's too close.
That is too close.
Matt Stafford threw 2 touchdowns, no picks. And if I remember this correctly. Let me not say if I remember this correctly. I'm just going to flat out look one here. If I – can find it. Here we go. Matt Stafford threw 3 touchdowns and 3 picks. I called that game the struggle game. Called it the struggle
game. For him to throw 3 picks, hell yeah, that's a struggle game.
Man, I'm sick. What is his name? I think it's Tyrann Mathieu. DeMario Davis. DeMario Davis. Cameron Jordan. Is this Tyrann Mathieu? Yeah, him. Tyrann Mathieu. Or Mathieu. Which one is it?
Matthew, I think.
Them three gave me hell. Gave me hell.
I'm not surprised in this case.
How were you supposed to win that game?
But you do use time management.
Hell yeah, I use time management. I wasn't letting them back on the field.
I wouldn't either. But you had to still, but you still had to deal with their defense that you had to leave on the field.
That's what I struggled with. Because they're free, and I'm trying to think of who he is, and I can't remember who he is, and I have to go back and look to make sure that I'm accurate with it. But I believe, oops, I did not mean to do that. Because this boy picked me off 2 or 3 times. Is it him? Here he is right here. Who is this? Got me under pressure, Cameron Jordan. That's all they needed to do the whole game was get Cameron Jordan to pressure me, and it was it. He would throw the picks. Okay, that's not him. Who is this? I know who it is. This big illegal. And he's not even on the Saints team. The dude that I always have talked about when I played against the Saints, I forgot about. Marshawn Lattimore. Leaping ass. He did that in Madden 22. picked me off 3 times. That's where all 3 of my picks came from. Every time I threw in his vicinity, there he is right there with his illegal leaps. I'll take that, thank you, and runs off with it. 3 times. I'll take that back. Twice. DeMario Davis got me once. But Marshawn Lattimore got me 2 times. I'm like, are you for real? My blood pressure's going up. I'm done talking about this. That's all I have.
Well, it was good for you because you made him bored.
I didn't have a choice. He had fun in the first half. I mean, we finna shut this down.
He had way too much fun. You had to throw it out of his vicinity, run the football. Like, oh, man. I'm getting bored of this.
It was hard. Trying not to throw it his way and trying to keep it away from DeMario Davis, that ain't easy.
It ain't never easy.
Especially
unless you're a rookie.
That too. If Marshawn Lattimore played man to man, bump and run coverage, I'm toasted. A lot of times I had to hand it off the ball. That's why Cam Akers ran for 157 yards. I had to run off the ball most of the time. I'm like, I'm not about to let y'all get the best of me. I'm not fixing to do that. No. Because with the way the defense is set, that was supposed to win that game. Blow me out.
Wow. And trolls want to talk about rookie mode. They don't know a damn thing about it. Oh, Madden. What the hell, man?
I cannot stand trolls. Like, don't talk to me. Don't talk to me. That's where you disable it. Don't talk to me.
Go sit up and tell you how it is a rookie mode versus all man. Like, you don't know shit then, evidently.
No. That shit ain't easy. Play against Marshawn Lattimore, see how many picks you get. Leaping ass.
On all Madden.
I know.
Yeah.
He leaps for his interceptions. He leaps. What? Y'all go get on YouTube. I put that game. When that game was out and scheduled for Thursday night, watch that game. Watch the two times that he literally went in and leaped for my picks. Literally. Leaped. I thought it was Michael Jordan jumping from the free throw line.
Yeah, I know the feeling, dear. I have a De'Aaron Fox just like it.
No, girl. Yeah. De'Aaron Fox. Great.
Yeah, man.
Your basketball is safe.
I wish it was. I really wish it was.
That's the point. It wasn't safe. I was being funny.
Yeah. I know. I'm just saying. All my goal is just at least get 5 wins. That's all I'm trying to do.
Oh, you can get 5 wins.
I'm just trying to get 5 wins. That's all I'm trying to get.
You can.
Well, let me try to at least tie Portland.
You can. See, you don't have me to help you. That's why you're struggling. Because your confidence just shot out the window.
Hold up. The timeout. Okay, this is where you're stroking my ego. Nah. Let's have this talk. No, we got to have this talk. Mm-mm-mm-mm. Let's fix this real quick. Here's the deal. The reason why my confidence is shot is because the bench is not able and strong enough to help keep with the lead. Now, I'm not saying that the bench is 100% of the blame, but the way that the starting five core plays in certain situations and certain teams, you know, they could get off better. Most of them have height advantages. Most of them have more skill ability, more badges to actually, you know, shut us down. Literally. It's like David and Goliath. And for them to be at the bottom half of the standings last season, that's why I chose Portland, because of the challenge. Now, despite my player getting better, we could get there. But I can tell and sense when a team is not going to, when we're not going to win a game. I could just pinpoint it right then and there. And that's how I called it earlier. Phoenix. Like, I've had so many nice little first half leads, and then the cheat codes come in. All this hot garbage start to come in, and they just fuck with me. And it's like, why do you do that? Why? I have him beat. Literally have him beat. And here they come, climbing and climbing, and I'm still fighting, and I'm trying to set open screens for Dame, and he's freaking half of them, and I'm trying to set pick and rolls, pick and fades. They're bricking the shots, or they're missing alley-oops. It's all in the second half. It's not even in the first half. It's the second half. I'm like, why am I going through this jungle now? My best one was coming back from 15 down to actually win. I think that was against Sacramento. And that was the same exact game that I broke the single game record for assists. It's absurd. My best next defender is Jeremy Grant. Now, if that trade would have actually happened, it would have been inserted to 2K, I wouldn't be having this conversation. I would not be having this conversation. You could send Yusef Nurkic old ass to Phoenix, and we could get highly fresh DeAndre Ayton. We'll have this conversation. It'll be like good stuff. It'll just be wonderful. It would have been wonderful. I might have to. I want to make that trade. I might have to.
Do it.
I might have. I might. I
You
might.
might be able to make a late put playoff run if you could do that.
I would have to start now. Literally. I would literally have to start now.
I know.
Well, before I continue on 2K, real quick, I just want to mention just two things. Actually, just one. Luka Doncic reached 10,000 points. So he's part of an elite 2K club. 10K club, I'm sorry. And since it was Christmas yesterday, I'm just going to share the five games real quick, the final scores. I'm sorry, six games. The first game was the Knicks and the Bucks. The Knicks won 129-122, which shocked the hell out of me. And then you had the Warriors and the Nuggets. Nuggets won out with 120-114. And then you had the Celtics and the Lakers. The Celtics won out with 126-115. 76ers and the Heat. The Heat won out with 119-113. And then the last game, the Mavericks and the Suns. The Mavericks won out with 128-114. So now everybody's feeling sorry for Kevin Durant, saying, "Hey, he don't deserve this. He need a fully healthy squad."
Oh,
I'm sitting here thinking,
please.
like, okay, let's get really, really real about this. If y'all want to talk about that, let's talk about Stephen Curry. Let's talk about the up and downs he done been through. He has won championships before Kevin Durant. He won some during Kevin Durant's era, and he has won one definitely after his era. So, if y'all want to talk about ups and downs, y'all want to talk about all that, let's talk about Stephen Curry. Why y'all making excuses for him? And then y'all be the first motherfuckers to dog out Ben Simmons. So, let's cut this. I'm through. That kills me. Okay. Portland is 7-21. I am 4-28. Yes, I'm games ahead. You have to be in this case. So, my goal is to try to at least get five wins before the new year. I wouldn't call it a new year's resolution, but I would say, hey, let's just go ahead and try to get five wins. I'm praying on it. I'm hoping and praying. So that's that. All right, so if there's nothing else, we can wrap this up and get on out of here because that's all I got.
Shocked.
Man, don't act all shocked now, man. Don't sit there and act like that. I sit up here and doing all this and being 40 minutes.
I thought you still had more. I was just waiting for
No.
you to keep talking. I
No.
thought you had more
No,
to
we'd
say.
already done talked the chunk. We already talked the chunk about it when you sat there talking about I lost my confidence. That was my chunk right there. We ain't having this argument. I'm not even thinking about you right now. I'm not thinking about you.
Just saying.
No, I'm just fine. I could just call it where I see it. I can tell you who we do have a shot against. Brooklyn.
Who?
Brooklyn! The Brooklyn Nets.
What?
They're averaging 110 points a game. I'm sorry, 107. We are at 105. I got a legitimate shot. A legitimate shot. And if I'm too confident, we might just blow them out the water.
They are 14-15 in today's NBA.
They are 12-17 I think, or 12-14, something like that. They're under 500 in my game.
Just like here, they're under 500, 14-15.
Yeah. Yep. It's kind of eerie, though. It's kind of similar in record standings.
When do you
It's
play?
Very eerie. Sometime in January. I want to say it's January 9th.
Right now maybe Sacramento, later than that.
Tonight I got Sacramento, yes. Mm-hmm. And I beat them by 20 in 2K.
You beat them by 20?
Yeah, 116 to 120. Yeah, 136 to 116.
You didn't
tell
me that.
I told you I wasn't paying attention.
I did not know you beat them like that.
I told you I blew them out the water. You were sitting in here when I told you.
No.
You weren't paying attention. I mentioned that. I said, yes, I did.
The only game I remember is when De'Aaron Fox hit the game winner, but it didn't count because it didn't leave his hands and die. That's the only game I remember. Besides the fact that they whooped your ass, it's the only other two games I remember.
I can't believe what I'm hearing.
Don't act like that. You forgot.
I told you. No, because I had mentioned to you in this bedroom that my biggest redemption is when I came back against Sacramento and blew them out by 20. 136 to 116.
Oh, that was the same game you was down 15?
No, I was just mentioning my biggest redemption when I got blew out by Phoenix by 80.
No.
And then by them again by 40.
No. When you won by 20, was that the same game you were down 15 to them?
No.
Then no. I have no idea about this game.
I told you about this game.
You did not.
I did.
Did not.
I know I did.
I know you didn't.
Darren, I have told you this. You wasn't listening to me. I told you.
What else would I be doing in your room to the fact that I'm not listening?
Maybe watching some TV.
Your TV wasn't on. If your TV was on, it was on.
Oh, you remember that much?
It had to be on the PlayStation menu.
If you remember that much, you should have remembered that I told you that I beat the Kings by 20.
I don't remember that. I'm just assuming.
No, because I had said I had actually redeemed myself by blowing out Sacramento by 20. I had mentioned that on two different occasions.
Okay.
So, this is what I'm fixing to do. At some point, I'm just going to have to get some kind of a quarter around here.
Man, girl, stop it.
Just to prove how much you don't pay attention.
Like you.
Literally.
No, you don't pay attention.
I know I don't. Oh, I know I don't.
Yeah.
I know I don't.
On your phone.
Damn. I'm not the one denying things here. You are. I know I don't pay attention half of the time.
I say I don't remember. I just don't remember you telling me.
Well, you're going to have to unremember something because
no.
I told you this.
No.
I told you this.
No. You had told me all about your ass whoopers, but never told me that you blew out Sacramento.
That has been my only blowout so far this season that I've given. I told you that.
I thought I heard you say that your most biggest
win
was Jesus. By 10.
20. That shows how much you pay attention. Help us all. Help us all.
You're boring me, Daryl.
No, are you done?
Yeah, I'm done.
You want to talk about boring? I might as well just be talking to a brick wall. That's even more boring.
I always talk to a brick wall.
No wonder why you're going to pay to my ass. Mm-hmm. Stay humble. Stay humble.
No, there's no way I can stay humble. There's no way.
Yeah. No. Hell yeah. Yeah.
No.
You bet.
No. There's no way.
You're killing me, son.
I could take up a whole another 30 minutes if I walk through, but I'm thinking about this work that needs to be done.
Well, I'm not at this point. I'm not. Can't believe this one. Anyway, I'm done. If there's nothing else, we can wrap this up and get on out of here.
Sure.
Thank you. Thank you. But that ends another edition of Don't Take Sports Talk. We appreciate everyone listening in, watching, wherever you do. Thank you for your love and support on the gaming channel. We appreciate that very much. You can continue to subscribe and subscribe to our channel, like our videos and all that good stuff. Gwalna at The Watch Brothers, and of course our regular channel for the podcast at Double Take Sports Talk, or at DTST 2414. I'm sorry, I forget that every time.
I do too, because I'm always ready to correct you, thinking that it's the other way around. It isn't.
Yeah.
No, this channel is at The Watch Brothers.
I did.
Okay.
Okay. I did. I almost said Double Take Sports Talk and then something else all entirely for the podcast channel. Mm-hmm. I almost jacked it up again, but
yeah.
I got it mixed up. But of course, we're also on Twitter at DTSC2414 and Instagram, The Watch Brothers. But until then, I'm Daryl. Daryl's right across from me.
Yep.
All right. Thanks again. This is our last podcast of the year. Happy New Year. Happy holidays. We'll definitely be coming back in January to do more podcasting. But thank you again. Until then,
ciao.
Ciao.